From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Putin and Crimea signed treaty. Search goes on for the missing Malaysian airliner. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a treaty to make Ukraine's Crimea part of Russia, angering the United States and European Union. Mr. Putin told the Russian parliament that Crimea has always been an inalienable part of Russia. He said Sunday's referendum, in which Crimean voters decided in favor of joining Russia, complied with democratic and international norms. White House spokesman Jake Carney condemned Russia's latest move, saying it clearly violates international law and disregards Ukraine's constitution and sovereignty. Russian and Ukrainian news media Tuesday quoted a Ukrainian military spokesman as saying Russian forces attacked Ukrainian troops at a base in Crimea's main city, Simferopol, killing one serviceman. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says Russia is going down a dangerous path by annexing Crimea from Ukraine. He says no NATO ally will recognize what he calls an illegal and illegitimate action. Earlier Tuesday, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden was in Poland and called the Russian annexation a land grab. He said Russia's logic for taking over Crimea is flawed. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk said it presents a security problem to the entire region. The search is now 11 days old, but military personnel from 26 countries appear to be no closer to finding that missing Malaysian airliner. Authorities say the search for the Boeing 777 airliner with 239 people on board is expanded to cover more than 7 million square kilometers. It extends from Central Asia in the north to the vast waters of the Indian Ocean to the south. Authorities believe the jet was deliberately diverted. At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan after a suicide bomber attacked a busy market in the country's north. The governor of Faryab province says the bomber struck during the Tuesday bazaar in the provincial capital of Maimana. The attack comes as Afghans prepare to elect a new president on April 5th. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but it does follow a Taliban threat to wage a campaign of violence to disrupt the presidential vote. Russian and Western negotiators sat together Tuesday in Vienna for the next round of talks on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
The international negotiating team is made up of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, and is led by the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, who has issued strong condemnations of Russia's actions in Crimea. But her spokesman, Michael Mann, says the Crimea controversy is not affecting the Iran talks.
I haven't seen any negative effect at all. We will continue our good work in a unified fashion.
A senior U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity had a similar assessment, saying all six countries representing the United Nations remain completely united and are very cohesive on the Iran nuclear issue. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
U.S. officials have told the Syrian embassy in Washington to suspend operations. They say any Syrian diplomats who are not U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents must leave the country. The order also affects Syria's two honorary consulates in the United States. U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Daniel Rubenstein, says the Syrian embassy had stopped providing consular services in light of what he said were the atrocities committed by the Assad regime against the Syrian people. The U.S. military concluded that a contractor's deadly attack inside a naval office building in Washington last year would have been prevented if the government had taken a closer look at his background before handing him a security clearance. The contract worker gunned down 12 people before being fatally shot by police last September at the Navy Yard, several blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says that two reviews of the incident showed troubling gaps in security of military installations and the background checks the government makes on the workers it hires. Once again, the hour's top story, Russia's President Vladimir Putin signs a treaty to make Ukraine's Crimea part of Russia, angering the United States and the European Union. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website at voanews.com.